What's up, y'all? It's Mika
and Rick.
Welcome to the Talk Pit. It's what a week. So we just lost an hour of sleep. So right now it's really like in my head, it's 11:30.
So that's like number one on the list. Like
crazy, crazy.
Hour sleep missing. Exist. And then okay,
yeah. Time doesn't exist. Cause why y'all keep on playing in our face like this?
It was actually excellent years. For me. I was at work. So it was like, go to work an hour early and come back on time. I'm like, hey, bro, that's like a 2-hour lunch in like an hour. So that was a thing. I love that. I get paid for 12 hours when I only worked like 10 and a half.
Did you?
Yeah, that was beautiful. Well, you one of them, huh? You one of them.
I was so mad that I lost hours of sleep. It was only one, but it was hours to my body.
Right. You like, man, it's like 10:30. I'm like, bro, it's 12.
Like, it's still morning. My brain is still really trying to.
You lost an hour
up.
Impossible?
Man. I think I lost 2 hours. See, this all started last night when I went out to my cousin's birthday party. And she did like a nice dinner and stuff.
Okay.
And I had 2 French 75s. Ooh.
What's that?
That's my, it's, you can get it made with gin. I got it made with tequila, but made with gin is still good. It's like gin, Prosecco, and, I forgot what it is, but it's like kind of like a champagne drink with like a shot of alcohol in it or something. So it's kind of like, this is a mimosa and this is a French 75. Like if you want to get there and get there faster, go ahead and get you a French 75.
Now, like, where is there? Like, where you? There, why are you running?
Because here's the thing. Sometimes, because time doesn't exist.
Okay.
As we've proven at this point, because we just change it from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
So we've been doing this forever.
I hate it. Stop it. It's a lot of things that we need to leave in the past.
Well, they don't do that in Arizona.
They don't do that in a lot of states. You know, it's like only a certain states that actually do that. And it's like, it's stupid. Just keep it here. Okay. Let us keep our daytime. Because I don't want to keep on adjusting. First of all, it's not healthy to the environment of the people that's around me. It's not healthy.
It's not good for my skin.
Because you don't want to see me when I'm still asleep. Because when I'm still asleep and people talk to me, I don't talk back to them.
No, no, no.
You won't even get that. I'm looking at you. Like in the morning.
Like a car starting up.
When I first get up in the morning and people talking to me, I'm just looking at them. Because in my head, I'm still waking up. So I'm still trying to compute, why are you talking to me? You know?
It's a dose to do that, huh?
Yeah.
My son does that.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's
some
like
people.
A zombie.
Yeah, you don't.
You see something in the bed and he'd be like.
It takes a second. Your brain gotta, all right, let's get it going. Let's get this day started. But yeah, I never grew out of it. I will never be a morning person. Like, I've learned that about myself. It's something about my blood. That's what it is. Maybe I'm a vampire.
It's
or
genetic.
Something. Yeah.
All right, I feel you.
Because I just, no matter what, the only time that I'm excited to get up in the morning is when it's time for a flight to go out of town.
Well, for me, as soon as the sun hit my face, I'm up.
That's why I got blackout curtains.
See?
That's something I'll never.
That's willfulness, not morning.
It's never morning time in my room. It's always night.
Let's turn morning down. I feel you.
Listen, yesterday I took a nap and it was like 1:30 or something. I laid in the bed. I looked up. It was like 4 something. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, so I found that the older I get, the more valuable naps become.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting that good sleep. I've slept all day before.
Yeah.
Never knew it was possible to sleep all day. Like, there was no eating going on. There was no drinking going on.
Sometimes you need that.
There was, like, sleep facing this way.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Nope. Sleep facing that way. And I really did a whole day. I felt like maybe my body was trying to recover from something. But no, it was just sleep. It was good sleep.
That's my story.
So I rock with it. Yeah. I can rock with an all day worth of sleep. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do that after we're done.
Go. Yeah, I got to get this day started. I got to prep for the week when it comes to work. But speaking of the week that's about to come up. So tomorrow is March the 11th, right?
Right.
And tomorrow is the expiration date the emergency loan money that the feds had for the banks. Okay. So they had allowed them to have an emergency bank funding program, and it expired tomorrow. So this is the program that like rescued Silicon Valley Bank when they was going through their thing. And then what was the other bank? I can't think of what the other bank was that was having the same issue, but this was the program that they created to rescue. Anyway, that ends tomorrow. And, you know, I want to know what happened, because I really feel like it's going to be a lot of banks that's about to start closing up shop.
They did have that big wave of banks that started doing that. Was this at the beginning of the recession?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a beginning of this recession? When was that? Like, prior to the pandemic?
I don't know. It's been quiet.
Like right before the pandemic, when all those banks started closing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
People was making money left and right from the market going to crypto, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then banks start closing. Which means without you, your bank is nothing. So, you know, call them and have them reverse them fees if you got them.
Nah, y'all need to start taking your money out of these banks. Get you a credit union. I'm never leaving Navy Federal.
Never.
Never leaving.
Never. Hey, look. Hardest thing Navy Federal ever did for me. I got a letter saying that they were going to try to garnish my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, I need to get my money out of my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, don't worry about it. Just got to go to court. I'm like, what you mean? Oh, we ain't giving them nothing until you go to court.
Well.
I'm like, so if I don't go to court.
That's a them problem.
Hey, there we go. I rock with y'all. But no, I went to court. Judge was like, no, you don't owe them no money. And Navy Federal was like, hey, yo, business as usual. So, beautiful bank. Credit union. I rock with them. They do deal with a lot of vets and a lot of people who's overseas who may not get to look at their money for a few months at a time. Mm-hmm. That's why they like go so hard body for your money, because most of their patrons may not be able to watch.
Yeah,
and you don't want to come back in the middle of a war and then find out you broke because somebody been digging in your account.
Which may happen. With everything that's changing and all the rules and stuff, I don't know. At this point, unconstitutional things are becoming a norm.
We still have it? I guess.
I
feel like all the rules right now, all the rules you used to know growing up is out the window.
Mm-mm. You like can't say drivers. Certain things.
Drivers, terrible.
Oh, yeah, no, awful. We were just talking about that. Awful.
Terrible. I'm ready to Uber everywhere now. But then I'm like,
Uber's that ain't even a safe either. Too. Yeah, they driver.
I need to get somebody like in a Tesla. Like, does it cost more to Uber or a Tesla?
I don't know. Do you know they got the Wave cars or Waze cars where it's like a robot driving it? Like, you get in it and then ain't nobody in there with the driver?
I ain't there yet.
Hey, so I seen this video of this guy. He was in one of those cars, and the car was getting pulled over by the police. But the car would not, raise down the window. It wouldn't open the door. And, like, the police was getting pissed off and was telling them, get out of the car. And he was like, I'm not driving. He was in the back seat, like, the whole time. And he was, like, trying to call the app. I'm like, we got pulled over by the police. Like, what do I do? And the police was so mad. He was outside the car. And the guy was like, I'm not driving it. Like, what do you want me to do? I can't.
Hey, that's when you look over the seat like, hey, yo, fam, you gonna stop?
Listen.
You gonna roll your window down?
I don't know. We heading into a world that's, I don't even know how to describe it.
I feel like all of the fantasies from back in the day are coming true.
Mm.
And all of the nightmares right along with them.
Yeah. It's like that movie, I was saying Big Brother. It's called 1984. I think that's the book. And I read it when I was in like middle school. So I think if it's not 1984, it's somewhere around there.
1984.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like how Big Brother was watching everybody. I think that's the world that we're like headed into now. Like that's the way that it's going to be.
I really feel we in this weird, tricky place where America is losing all of the steam that they used to have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you hear about it in the histories of different countries, like how countries disappeared and all of that. and how they were at the pinnacle, and everybody used to listen to them.
Like when we say about Shanghai, I think that's what it was in
like
China.
Rome.
Yeah,
remember
Rome is a good one.
Sun never set on Rome.
Yep. Where until Rome at? Until. Yeah, no, we there.
So
we're there.
It's like we're in the fwelling phase of.
I like that word. Say that word again.
Fwelling.
Fwelling.
So it really looked like we're dying and like we're losing respect everywhere. Like I seen Donald Trump and Biden was talking, and it was like Donald Trump talked about this wall.
Mm-hmm.
Biden talked about Trump. He actually asked for Trump's help somewhere in the middle of there, and it's like, hey, yo, fam, I don't think that's the object of this speech.
Mm-mm.
But you know, Trump might be president again.
I mean, at this point, whatever.
What are you leading? It's like the king of the flies now.
I feel like it's good and bad when if Trump is president, but it's like, is it going to be worse than Biden? I don't think so. But, you know, Trump brings out racist America. That's the thing. He really brings up, like, he do things, like, he, you know, has some good, but he just bring out racist America. And that's the biggest concern and problem that I'm seeing.
But he also brought out some money.
He did. That's a good now, side.
I don't know if it's a good side because, like, we were seriously crippled after he left. So it's
but
like
he tried to.
Are
well,
they taking money back or did he just not budget the money? He was like, oh, here.
I don't think he knew what he was doing for real, but it did like boost the economy for sure because
oh, yeah.
People was spending that. When I tell you they was spending that money.
Hey, if you had a business the first time or what was it, the second year? Second year Trump was in there. If you had a business
going up
and you got that refund, you was like, is this legal?
Going up. Because he didn't really know much about, like, the paperwork behind it. I think he was just more so, like, for the people. And they just knew, like, either way, like,
he was money laundering.
That, too. But I think the biggest thing was people was like, you know, he might not like black people, but he don't like poor people. So it's like, no matter what you was, if you was poor, he just wasn't going to like you. So,
but I think he did create avenues to get that money.
He did.
It may have been something that personally helped him. But mm-hmm. if you paid attention to it, like you can get on the bandwagon or you can grab the coattail
mm-hmm.
And ride it to victory. Because there is a lot of millionaires created during the time Trump was in office.
You know what? It's about to be a lot more millionaires, especially if you follow like stocks. And cryptos.
Mm-hmm.
So right now there's a big boycott. I just thought about this. It's a big boycott for Kellogg, the cereal maker.
The cereal?
Yeah. Okay. So look, it's so big, right, that everybody is not buying anything that's connected to Kellogg. So the cereal.
So nothing.
Nothing. So when you go into the stores now, you know how the boxes of cereal usually about like $4 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad that they marked down to 99 cents right now.
Where?
At some of the stores, they're marked down at 99 cents.
Don't make me cross
don't
the picket line.
Don't you dare go against the people. I'm going to give them your address. And they're going to pull up on you.
Hey, I walk in there and see a dollar box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, people been posting pictures. Like, I mean, I feel like if we can do that as a people, imagine what we can do if we like did something bigger. Like, everybody stopped paying their mortgage, their rent, and literally we like bullied the government into rent control and mortgage control and interest control. Like, we could really stand together, but it's like a lot of people is afraid.
That's the thing. We lose to desire. I want what I want, so I'm not gonna give up these nails because they raised the price.
Yeah.
Or I'm not gonna... We won't stick together because basically I want what I want.
Yeah, we're used to instant gratification.
Right.
Which is crazy, like... We don't, and that's, you know what? I'm so glad you said that because it just makes me think like I have a huge problem with patience. And maybe that's because of the whole instant gratification thing, like getting mm-hmm. things when I want it, when I need it, when I desire it. And now it's like, I think I've been like in a waiting period, like in my life, in certain areas where I have zero like patience. Like sometimes I'll be praying to God, I'll be pissed off. praying to God, like, God, I don't want to wait no more. Like, I'm not trying to wait. Like, and my whole thing is, like, for me, I feel like I'm a person that do things the right way. So I feel like if I do things the right way and I don't try to hurt people, I try to go about, like, things the right way by being integral, by just, you know, not scamming the system, because I really want to, if I could get away with a bait scam, I would. I would run up a tab so fast.
That's totally different. But I would. Doing it because it's the right thing to do is one thing. Doing it because I don't want to get caught doing anything else.
It's definitely in my heart.
It's not the, it's not the same thing.
But the thing is, I'm stopping myself. I'm having control over my will to say that I could do this, but I'm choosing not to do this because it's not the right thing to do. And I know that if I do it, I'm going to probably get caught, or it's going to backfire on me, because what you put out there is what you get back. So if you scam somebody, you just know that when you're not paying attention, you might be scammed back. So for me, I choose not to do it because it's like, I don't want nothing to backfire on me. And I just rather wait until, like, it's my blessing, because I don't want to covet somebody else's blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Is that in the same spirit, though?
Yeah.
Because, like,
yeah,
because
I could do it.
I'm not doing it for the fear of the consequences.
Listen.
It's totally different than not doing it because it ain't right.
But I'm not doing it. That's the thing. I'm not doing it. And I'm like, to me, when I pray to God and I talk to God, I want to be, like, completely honest. And I just feel like I'm not about to hide nothing in my heart. You already see it. So you know that the desire to want to scam is in there. You know, it's in there.
I want
to
scam these niggas, but you know what?
Because you said, Father.
Because I'm believing in you guys, so I'm not scamming.
And I'm just not. I'm going to stay on the sidelines and watch everybody do it and be looking like this.
Hey, have you ever, like, really just examined that and be like, I'm stupid, bro?
Listen, that's when people were getting that unemployment money and they got, like, they was making, like, $29 to $28 an hour for being at home for unemployment because Trump made a mistake and gave them $600 extra. I was at work like this. Oh, God, what? Man,
well, you can't do this
fair.
When I apply. Listen, when I apply, you...
I be thinking about that with everything. I'm like, God, why you ain't let me trip when I got on a plane? I could have got a check like that. Why you ain't let one of the little people, life, you know...
Because I got you. That's what God be saying.
Don't get me in that. Just let me just get a check. But that be my whole thing. I be like, God...
Do you want the check or do you want the bank?
Give me the check. I'll buy a bank later. But see, that's my problem. Like, I have a huge problem sometimes with patience. And that'd be, like, my biggest thing when I'm praying. Because it'd be like, God, I'm waiting. Like, I'm doing things right. And I know that I could do wrong because I'm smart. So I know when I'm thinking these things, I'd be telling myself, like, I can't do that. Like, it's an easy way out, but I can't do that. But I get so mad sometimes because I'd be seeing people, like, you know. We all know a swiper. We all know. We know people. And I be sitting there like, God, man, like, people ain't getting caught. Like, can I do it and not get caught? Because I'm really trying to be patient. I really been waiting and, like, working my tail off since I've been, like, 14 years old.
Well, see, and that's why my prayer has been, I know I am on the path that you set me on. So I'm going to keep walking with faith. And you... take me up in this hall of abundance.
I mean, that's nice and stuff, but...
It's coming.
It's when my faith get weary. I don't know. I think it's just that I've been, like, waiting for some, like, a lot of things so much that my faith is just, like... It's, like, a little bit shaken because it's like, God, are you going to do it for me? Like, am I not doing enough?
But, like, are you patiently waiting or are you, like...
I mean, it's been...
You, like... set a goal, like, I'm praying for this goal. Now, I'm going to do my part.
That was the point of starting a podcast.
Once I get there.
Yeah.
Like.
Hey, listen, I've been trying to.
At the intersection.
I've been trying to work with every idea that he gave me. I've been trying to work everything and see what it is. If you're not going to give me the money, then maybe I got to just make the money somehow. So maybe I got to open up a business. Or maybe you're going to allow my job or something to make an error and put 250 hours on my check by mistake.
Oh,
and then
I don't
I'm
work there no more.
Listen, I'm gone. I'm out of there. Like, what is you talking about? Like,
y'all won't be getting this back.
I'm telling you, I'm looking for a miracle everywhere I go. Like, especially financially, because I'm like, man, I work hard. I worked so hard. I saved so much money, and I still cannot afford to get a house. And that's the craziest thing to me.
Well, the craziest thing really is I've stopped the money chase. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. But if I don't find, like, something I like doing, it's not going to be happy when I get there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it will be. I ain't going to lie to you. Because, like,
the way getting it don't matter. There is not going to be happy,
it
though.
It don't matter, like, how I get there. If I walk in, it's 2 million sitting on the couch, I'm going to be elated. I'm going to be good.
Yeah. It's the journey getting there, though. It's the journey getting there.
I think it's like character B. It's like the side characters that just like be in the way. Mm. Those little NPCs that be walking around. Mm-hmm. Like people who just do stuff. And you be like, what did I have to do with anything that I'm doing right now? Like, where did you come from with that?
Yeah.
Those little side storylines. Yeah. Those things are things that really like derail you and piss you off. So, like, I've been focusing on my story, just it. And accepting whatever you got to drop, whatever you got to, whatever fat you got to trim, whatever you lose on the way, whatever you don't get to see, whatever you don't get to experience, the people you thought you was going to be there, once you let go of that, I feel like everything is going to get easier.
Listen, I have let go of everybody. A long time ago, I have done all that. I have let go of my ex-fiance and that relationship, that marriage that I thought, that whole life that I thought was coming with that. I've let all that go. I've had people that I've called siblings that really was emotionally abusive towards me to get me to do things. I had to let them go. I had to let go of cousins. That kind of was like haters, but never really said anything, but always tried to like water me down type thing. I've let go of a lot of people that I thought will really be next to me. So for me to be alone, and not like, I'm not like alone like that, but not to have the circle that I thought I would have, I'm just ready for my blessings. That's it. Like, and that's what I mean when I say I'm so impatient. I guess, because to me, it's like I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that I'm on the right path, which I don't know if I'm on the right path. I try to pray. I try to wait. I try to meditate. I try to alleviate anybody that's extra that can give me stress. You got to go. You got to go. Pack it up to the left. Okay. I do all that. I study. I try to do the podcast. I try to bless people. When I see somebody is out that I don't know, I try to conversate with them, especially if it look like they're going through something mentally. Because you can kind of tell when somebody is just emotionally distraught or something. Yeah. So I try
it's
to
like
do.
It's like an energy or something.
Listen, I've been on my P's and Q's for so long that I'm tired of being on my P's and Q's, and I'm just ready for my blessing. Big B. Okay? I'm ready for that blessing. I'm ready for that money. Ka-ching. Conching me, Lord.
I feel like, what if it's like a 1 million hour, like, achievement? Like, you gotta get to this millionth hour.
And that's what where is that? Do I go left, right? Do you want me to get on the elevator? Do I get on the plane to get there? Let me write it down in my head. Let me wake up. Let me see it. Just tell me where, and I'm there. That's it. Bars.
I've been dancing on this theory of, I mean, what is the real meaning of life? And I'm gonna tell you, I'm coming up with no definition.
What meaning of life? Life is just a journey.
Make a choice.
That's it.
It's just a collection of choices that turns out to be a book at the end of it.
You gonna write a book of Rick?
Hell no. I ain't telling on myself.
I think I would.
It might be a karma thing then. I think about some of the fuck shit I've done in the back.
You think they're paying you? You getting your reward back?
Yeah. Relationship wise, I'm like, if it's karma, go ahead and be happy with yourself, because you done some terrible things.
Mm-hmm. I guess I have done things, especially I guess to men, like to hurt their feelings and stuff. But I don't see it as payback or as a karma or anything like that for me. I think it's more so what I'm going through is really kind of a transformational period.
Growing pains.
I hate it. Like, I really hate it. And then it's like, for me, as I grow and I look at certain people, like certain family members that I was really cool with when I was younger, and see how much of a hater they are now, it just pisses me off. Because it's like, where did it go left? Like, we was cool. We was at church together playing games and all kinds of stuff. And now you're a monitoring spirit just looking at me on Instagram every chance that you get, but you never can say anything.
Look at her weird. Smiling.
Weird.
Look at her smile.
Big weird, but it's good.
You done viewed my last 100 posts.
Everything.
And we ain't talked in 13 years.
No, and then it's crazy because it's like, I be asking myself, like, sometimes with certain people, like, did I do something to them? Did I do something offensive? Did I say something about them? And then it's like, you're not even that important to me for me to even talk about
See?
You. So
See?
For...
Don't do that.
Well, I mean, it's true. Because it's like, some people think that they're like... I guess the topic of discussion, because in their head, they make themselves to be a famous person or something like that. They make
People
themselves
do that.
So be- Yeah. And it's like, to me, it's like, you're not even that important to me. Because when I wake up, the first thing I'm thinking about is, what am I about to cook for breakfast this morning?
What am I about
yeah.
to eat?
I feel like people think that, I don't know how people think, but I just think for me, I don't think about people.
No,
lot.
No, people actually bring it up like, and I know you've been talking about me behind my back, and it's like...
Like, baby, I don't even know your middle name, nor your last name. I don't know half of my cousin's last name.
Where did that conversation come from? Like, why do you know that? Like, who told you?
The other people in their head that be having a conversation, that's what it is.
Like, you know, I don't hang with nobody, though, right?
Listen, my circle is so weird because it's like, I hang with a lot of people, a lot of different people that don't, like, connect with each other, but I connect to all people. And I guess just because I'm like a little bit versatile, but I look as I grow how like certain people just are so different as we age in life. And I always ask myself like, dang, did I do something to them? But in my heart to heart, I know I haven't done anything to them because I don't even be around you. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about your
that's
life.
You
I don't know your kid name.
You
I don't. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if you're not on my path, it's you talk to God about that. If God disconnected us and you went this way for school and I went another way, then you need to talk to God about disconnecting the paths. But to act weird as if like something was done to you, but to keep stalking a person on social media and doing all that is so weird. Because it's like I went to this one event and I had this, it was this one cousin that was there. I went to go hug her and she acted like really weird. Like she didn't want to hug me. I still hugged her because I don't have any bad energy.
Oh, the people but who give you those?
Yeah, no, like she didn't. I don't even think that she moved her arms or anything. I just embraced her and hugged her because to me, it's all love, but you're a weirdo. Like, yeah, and then put sunglasses on in the building to let me know, let me know something. I had
I'm
to laugh
blocking.
It off. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's her hater blockers,
blocked.
But that's like really weird to have that energy by yourself. Like, that's a one-sided beef that you're giving fire to or some fuel to, you know?
Well, you know, I won't even think about that type of energy. Like, I've went to a funeral. And, you know, I went and paid all my respects to everybody. And it just felt like I did something to them.
Mm.
Like, I don't even talk to you.
I think that'd like, be the problem.
I'm like, we haven't crossed paths in quite some time. So it's like, you mad at me for what?
I think that's the problem.
But I left unbothered.
Yeah, I mean.
I left, went home, and.
Continued your life.
Made
like.
Some bacon and watched TV.
I think that'd be the problem for real, though.
That you just don't give a fuck afterwards?
Yeah, and then that you don't, like, some people want that extra attention because they're used to it from their family and they're used to being the center.
What's wrong?
In their family, yeah, no.
What did I do?
Yeah, no.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not giving it.
We not on the same page then.
I'm not giving it. I'm not doing that. That's too much.
I ain't seen you in 5 years. Looks like I won't see you in 5 more. Like, I mean, I came to the table prepared to have a conversation from today forward. And, you know, I've actually tried that, you know, reaching out, reconnecting with family and all that. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I did, but I'm not going to do it no more.
Listen, I know situations where I've done something wrong, and I know situations where I haven't done nothing at all.
But
when I'm wrong, I'm going to say something. Like,
you got some people who seen you go through something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they treat you weird because they don't know what to say to you after you went through something.
And I get that because I've been in situations like that where it's like somebody went through something. It's like, dang, do I say like, hey, you're still living? Or do I say like, Hey, you, look at you finally smiling at the, you know, I don't know what to say. So, I've been there.
Having dull empathy, my empathy has been a bit dull.
So, like, a bit.
I walk in and be like, so, how you doing after he punched you in the face?
Oh, God.
But like, you weren't supposed to bring it up.
Christ. Well, yeah, it's out there now. You're not supposed to bring it up at all.
It's out there now. Let's move forward.
See, and that's the reason why they're not speaking to you right there. That's that energy.
Oh, no, not that. That dumb. Not that.
Okay, well, I'll say that's that dumbness.
It'd be like, I'd be trying to figure out what's going on with them. Like, when I don't mess with you, I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you ain't got to be awkward because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that it was a family member that stole food from a party. If you ask several different family members, it's a different person who did it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't care. But I know who did it now. Because when I reach out to everybody and be like, you know, hey, how y'all doing? You know, you good? You know, just checking in on everybody.
They tell you the story.
They be like,
did you hear
and
about
it? They want to blame it.
Whoa.
So, like, that happened a lot of months ago. You still there? Well, you know, fuck them.
Okay.
Yeah, not my type of time. I'm gonna go ahead. So I just subscribe to pulling up on my grandma, seeing my grandma. Being back in the wind. I don't really want to know what's going on with nobody. I keep getting added to group chats, and respectfully, I like y'all group chats, but if I haven't commented in 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, I don't really...
Like,
I don't
just stop adding me to new stuff.
Yeah, I don't do group chats like that, for real.
Anyway. Is there a way to stop that?
Yeah, you could. I think you can turn it off, like, in your settings, like, your message settings. But they can still add you in there.
Don't just be able to add me into a group, and then, like, people start having a conversation, and my phone got to deal with it.
Listen, especially the ones that got the people in there that got Androids. I hate when I see, because then you can't take yourself out of the group chat. So then you got to just mute it.
Well... Facebook has been doing that also. So, like, people
I don't
make
be
Facebook
on Facebook
groups,
like that. Yeah.
But Messenger be doing numbers.
I hate
Facebook. You ever just, like, pop in the Messenger, you'll find out that you're in, like, 400 groups or something. Because there's, like, several conversations going on. And there's usually only two people talking.
I hate that.
But you and
just have like, a hey, personal whoa. Conversation. Because like, ain't nobody don't.
Text each other.
Nobody care.
Text each other. Please.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, y'all have been the last text string for the last month, and ain't nobody said nothing. Like, you seen, like, a thumbs up popping in, and you're like, oh, damn, it's 20 people in here. Why am I part of this group?
Then, you know, Facebook and Instagram was down this week for, like a day. Yeah, I was so happy, because I was like, maybe that's the end of Facebook. Maybe that's the end of Instagram. Because I don't like Facebook or Instagram. Instagram, yeah. I just think, like, Instagram is for, like... people that still want to be, like, Instagram models or want to make themselves have some type of aesthetic. And then it's also for people that want to just watch you. Like, I get watched by a lot of people. Like, it's mostly, I'm not even going to say it's mostly nobody. But I get watched by just, when I posted my stories on purpose to see who's going to watch it. And it'd be like, some people... just like to, I'm gonna just say they like to the content, I guess, but never like to like the content. They just like to see the content.
So check this out. This is what may be happening, because a lot of people may see me see their stuff. I don't see your stuff. I get on there, I watch one thing, and you know, I just keep going. I've been to threw my phone down on the chair somewhere and look at it an hour later, and I done watched everybody's story. But I ain't watch nobody's story.
Oh, no. I know that these people specifically be watching my story. One of the cousins that has a problem with me that I don't, like, I don't really know much about her for real. Other than, like, we used to be cool when we was younger. She liked the story last night of me posting a picture of my cousin for her birthday. So that may let me know that she's actively actively paying attention.
You just don't like
instead of
stuff.
Liking the stuff for me with me the picture of me and my cousin. You like the picture of my cousin. To me, I took it as you was trying to be funny.
I feel like you should do a story collage for it then. You smiling, just smile at the camera.
Oh, I do. I put my little smiles on there. Yeah, I put it on there, but I stopped posting things on there because I felt like I'm too much of the blueprint, and I felt like when. I used to post on social media.
Damn, humble.
When I used to post on social media like Facebook or Instagram, like a lot, it just gave people too many ideas. I guess. And they ran with the ideas. And then also, it just gave, people too many access, like, to my life.
Right.
And I seen, like, when I would do emotional posts, it would just give too much light to what could or what could not be going on. And sometimes I would just post things. And it would be like, sometimes somebody call, my mom would be like, what's going on with Jamaica? And da, 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 da. Instead of like, why don't you just comment and ask or something like that?
Yeah, reach out to me directly.
Yeah, no, it was none of that. So I stopped really actively being on social media, especially Facebook. I feel like Facebook is for boomers and for people that peaked in high school and people that just want attention. Like, I don't need to know that you're on the toilet.
AKA Facebook is for old people.
Yeah, no, or attention deficient people. That's okay. What we're going to call them. People that just really need attention. I need to let you know that today I went to the bathroom 3 times and I feel so much lighter. Or I need to let you know that I just got done crying and then somebody come and said, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. Like, why would you even post?
You sure do.
Something like
you
that?
Sure do.
It pisses me off so bad when somebody tell me, oh my God, my body is so sore. That accident. Da, da, da. And somebody asks them what happened and they'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. Well, what was the point of posting it if you don't want to talk about it?
So, I have been dropping, like, I've been having comments that have been doing numbers. But people do that a lot.
Yeah.
Where is this, one, do you want somebody to chase you for the answer? Are you looking for somebody to really be like, no, you should really talk about it. Come on, let me call you and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's the attention. It's the attention behind it.
So, if you tell me you don't want to talk about it, You immediately ended the conversation. I'd be like, you know, what's going on with you? Nothing. Well, you know you. So, I guess there's nothing. And I'm going to keep on pushing. So, like, if you want any kind of help or you want attention or assistance, speak up.
Mm-mm. It's worse than people that be making those statuses and like, I got a quick way that you can make $5,000 with this life insurance. Comment DM and I'll send it to your DMs.
Hey, yo,
like, why wouldn't you just put what you want to say out there? Why do we have to go to your inbox to get the information? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Those people be getting my attention every time. I'll be sitting there standing at the screen like, but is this a scam?
It is, because why you can't just say it publicly? Why do they have to DM you to get
but
the
that
answer?
Five bands, though.
It pisses me off.
I need that a couple times. Like, that flip. Send me the money to the cash. If you got a Cash App ending in this, every time I read that, I'll be like, I sure do. But is this a scam?
Gonna get God. That's what you're gonna get God.
I don't want to be scammed, but shit. You telling me you can turn $100 into $4,000?
And that's what I talk about, instant gratification. Jeez. We live in a society where we're delusional about when the results is going to come. We're delusional about the time frame of stuff. Like, we're super, we got to be on some type of gas.
We live in a world, because, like, I don't know if you've seen that Kanye rant where he was telling the hierarchy of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, like, God and then, like, the 1,000-year-old families. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. We do live in a world where entertainers generally have more popularity or more control than politicians.
Yeah.
So when you live in that world, like, they deal in an instant gratification world.
Yeah.
When you watch a movie, it's like you don't have 20 years to play this movie out.
Mm-mm.
Like, you had to see the results of they turned that knob and life got better. So people are literally starting to try to live like the movies they used to watch.
And that's the problem, because it's unrealistic and
unrealistic.
It makes it just makes waiting more. It's horrible. Like,
what is
it
threads?
Makes it horrible. Huh?
What is threads?
What's what?
Threads.
Threads?
Threads by Instagram.
Oh, Threads is like a off-brand Twitter.
I thought it was like a Twitter for prostitutes or something.
No, it's just
like, don't nobody got no clothes on. Like,
well, yeah,
everybody's naked.
Well, I don't know.
I scrolled through there one time and was like, and my son's face started turning red, and I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of thoughtism going on over here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got one, a Threads, but I don't know how to use it, so. My only post on there was like, so how do you use this thing? And somebody commented was like, yeah, you getting old, bro. And I'm like, okay, let me get off of here because I'm instantly going to, I'll cuss you out. You, everybody around you.
Your mama.
Everything that comes. Listen, everything. Because I was going straight. I go straight there. At this point, we going to hell together. Let's go. But, yeah, no, this society is, it's crazy because it's like, you do want to live like the movies. You do want to live like the celebrities and different things like that. And you don't want to live like a regular person supposed to live because living regular just seems today, if I be honest, in today's society, if you want to live regular, they'll see you as basically poor.
Oh, check this out. 97% of the people on Earth is background character bees.
Like, I'm not in that 97, though, so just to
like, we know the president. Mm-hmm. Do you know the lady who lost her job last week in Houston, Texas?
Sure don't.
Background character B. That story matters to her and, you know,
nobody else.
People immediately impacted by her web. But, like, the world over, there's only a small room of people that everybody would recognize. Other than that, you just like your story.
That's it. You got so, I mean, like, that's all that matters. You should be the main character in your story. And since
it only matter to you, what is the purpose of Instagram? Like, I don't really see the need to, like,
it's to show. It's to show people, because a lot of us want that. We want that character, a main character energy. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. And we want to be praised. That's the thing, like,
but you already the main character.
But not to, like, I guess for, and I can't speak for everybody, but I know, like, when I started my Instagram and stuff, I enjoyed the intention, the attention.
I was a thought.
You was a thought.
Dot.
A dot?
Thought.
Thought. Oh. No, I enjoyed the intention. I used to love getting likes on my posts, everything, the hard eyes from the guys. I used to enjoy all that because I was like, I got the juice, all right. But I don't know. At that while, to me, it was just like, same niggas that's liking on the other females' posts is liking on mine. It's like, it's where is the originality? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it just got boring. Like, okay, yeah, the same guys that like on a lot of the girls in the city pictures like on your pictures. Congratulations. Maybe you'll get a celebrity that'll like your picture. Congratulations. But, like, what is that really doing for you? And is that, like, really fulfilling to you to get a couple likes and then be like, oh, I feel pretty. And then your likes go down and then you be feeling some type of way.
Well, now people getting paid for it, but it's like not everybody got ass and, like, I don't want to see your ass every time I open the internet.
That's all it is. I mean, everybody is built the same way these days. Like, everybody getting the everybody. Surgery. Everyone is getting the surgery. Everyone is. So, to me, it's like, because I don't fit that aesthetic. Like, I don't know. I guess I just don't have the energy these days to even try. Because I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be something different. I want to experience something extremely different, and I don't know. I just want to live outside of what most people live. I just want to be rich
and out the way.
I mean, I don't. You know what? For me, I don't have to be rich. I just want to be well off, wealthy, and my type of wealthy. Like, it, I don't have to have an extreme amount, but if I got enough where I'm real comfortable, my parents real comfortable, and then I still got room to bless people. That's what I want. As long as I can get what I want and need, my family be good, my parents be good, and I can still bless people, that's good to me.
I want Tony Stark bread. I want to look up. I want to look at the moon and be like, that look like a nice place to go.
I'm going to go ahead and pack my bag and go up there later on tonight.
Do some Elon Musk shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Let's start a space program. When? Now. Let's do that.
Oh, you want that money?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, with that comes a lot.
But guess what? I know for a fact. Mm. The first second that I touch that kind of money, I'm immediately doing nothing else. I'm getting the house away from people.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just sit there on the couch. I won't sit on the couch money.
Yeah.
Like, yep, still paid. And watch nothing. And I've been watching the shit out of Netflix lately, so I really want to be able to sit down and just retire to catching up on TV that I don't really care about.
I'm not really interested in TV no more. Like, I like a couple TV shows, but for me, my attention really is really on, I guess, TikTok and then really just trying to figure out like what it is that I like these days. Because a lot of the things that I used to like, I just don't like no more. That part. Like the type of content that I used to like you cannot pay me to watch Love and Hip Hop. You can't pay me to watch that.
Bro.
You was watching it.
Beautiful Lullaby. It's a beautiful lullaby. I'm like, you know, I like Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Let's watch Love and Hip Hop. It comes on. I fall asleep. I wake up.
Mm.
And I'm like, was it a good episode?
I ain't really.
So I'm on episode like one from like four seasons ago or something.
They lost me. I think my last season of watching it was probably when Cardi B, I think that was Love and Hip Hop New York when Cardi B was on there, and then when she was off, I was done with that. And then the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I think I was done with that when Kirk had that whole thing when he had that baby on Rashida and that whole fiasco. I don't know. Yeah, no, they still together. But that whole like storyline and stuff, I don't know. To me, it irritated me so much that I just got real turned off by it. Now, I do love to watch me some Housewives, like Housewives of Atlanta. But I guess I'm just not really thrilled to see it. You know, I'm looking for something that's like extremely different. And I guess because in my head, the only thing that is really like that I like right now is traveling and seeing like things overseas and
that's
it.
You need to put me on with your agent.
I am the agent. I be up day and night looking for like all kinds of, I be finding the deals.
I'm trying to find an island. Let me know. Do I need my passport? I need to get my passport.
I mean, for some of them, no. Like Virgin Islands, nope.
All right, send me a list of trips. I'm gone.
All right. I've seen trips.
All right, bet. So, like, do they have trips where like everything is inclusive?
Some of them.
What does that entail?
Inclusive hotels is like your drinks. You get like free drinks and stuff like that, and then your food is free. So it's like, I mean, to me, it balanced out. Because like, even if you go to a place that's not inclusive, you still gonna be paying for drinks. You still gonna be paying for food and stuff.
Right,
but it depends on the hotel and depends on how many options they have when it comes to food. Like, I like hotels that have multiple restaurants.
Because I'm like, I really ain't going to do nothing. Mm. Like, I don't want to be ziplining.
Mm.
I ain't trying to. I'm going to sit down, stare at earth, and do nothing.
That's the best thing ever.
That's all I want to do. Jump in the pool a little bit. Hit the little gym in the morning, and then
that's doing too much.
Do nothing.
No, this is how I do it. You wake up, mimosa. You get dressed, mimosa. You go down to the beach. You get you a sex on the beach. You drink that sex on the beach. You go eat. This is lunchtime. All right, lunch, mimosa. And then you go upstairs. You take your little nap because you know we have adult naps on vacation.
Okay.
Then you wake up. Guess what you do? You drink again. This time, it's evening. Shots, okay? Shot o'clock. After that,
shot o'clock, okay.
You go downstairs. You go to the little bar. Maybe they have a little club scene. And you watch the people do what they do outside. And you just sitting there. Most of the time, the sun go down by like 6 o'clock. Especially on the islands, Virgin Islands. You just chill.
Well, see, I used to watch those movies. And you see the people who read books and movies. You'd be like, who goes on vacation and just sit and read books? That's what I want to do.
Yep. Now.
I want to sit and just let like everybody else live life around me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in a better climate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in a place where people paid to be here, so they're gonna act accordingly.
Yep.
Like, calm your ass down. Like, this wasn't free.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a room full of people who paid to be here,
oh yeah, it's different.
It's a lot more docile.
When you walk in, like when I went to this one hotel in Puerto Rico, I think was it last year? Yeah, it was my last year birthday. My last year birthday. In Puerto Rico, and when you walk in, instantly give you a glass of champagne while you're waiting to check in. I downed it. Next, give me another one. Because I walked in.
I seem to have spilled this one.
It went somewhere. I don't know. It's not on the floor, but could you give me another one? And I tell you, when you walk in places like that and they instantly give you champagne and it's just good, really good champagne, you already know.
It's a vibe. All right.
That's it. That's it. But no, I could definitely send it to you. Take a good vacation. I tell people all the time, like, you know, you working all these hours, make sure you take yourself on a great vacation. Even if it's going to cost you $1,500, you can't take the money with you.
I refuse to die with PTO time and vacation on the books. Like, if I got to spend my living life here, then I'm going to do some living life somewhere else also.
Want to know a dark joke behind that for me? I don't get PTO, so I can't die with it.
The best thing about your job is you mobile. Yeah. So it's like, if you're on vacation, you at work.
I always tell myself that, you know what, one day I'm going to take my computer with me to go on vacation. But you know why I say that's a bad idea? I wake up, mimosa. You know what I'm saying? I be at work like, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you right now. Hey. I'm intoxicated and I'm not even going to lie to you, ma'am. You're going to have to figure this out yourself.
Most difficult job in the world to do drunk. Like, very simple set of steps. It's the interpreting what people are saying to you.
Because they don't say things right.
To do the simple step. You just sit on the phone for 45 minutes like, oh my God, I am so drunk.
You know how long I've sat on the phone sober helping somebody reset a password? It's been 2 hours has been the longest time that I sat on the phone to help somebody reset a password. Mm-mm. Sober. Extremely sober. No coffee. And when I say sober, I mean like no caffeine, no coffee, mm-mm, no nothing. Just sitting there for 2 hours like, my Lord.
Are you dumb?
And with that, we're going to end the show. Because that is a legit question. I want a shirt that says, are you dumb?
Because it's sitting like, there looking at him like, so you trying to get where? And what are you seeing?
I don't know if it's a Detroit thing to call people bozos? In my head, I be calling people all kinds. Oh, it's freaking bozo. Like, I be so mad at people.
Like, so when you sign in, what you see? That's what I'm saying. I can't sign in. You ain't spent 2 hours on the phone with me telling me that you can't sign in.
Listen, I learned from that one phone call. So I created myself a template to send to people with little nice screenshots with circles on them. And I highlight things in yellow so that they'll see.
This is what you need in the world, for real.
Listen.
That's what people need.
Yeah.
Hold my hand and walk me through. Do you see this? No, I don't see that. Do you see this box that's brightly colored? No, I don't see that. Look up. Oh, it's right there.
Listen. Let's not talk about this because I got to go to work tomorrow. And this is already.
I'm still applying for your job.
What?
I'm applying for your job.
Go ahead.
I'm going to do some training time. I just want to collect.
They Rick, how many times I got to tell you these people do not train us?
What I figured out. Have you ever seen the people who terrible at their job?
Yeah.
And they seem to always have it?
They stay the longest. That's why I do. I make sure I act a little slow at work.
So, I'm going to show up on time. I may not actually do the work throughout the day. And I'm always going to have, some confusion with the equipment. And when they try to talk to me about it, it's going to be like, I feel that you're singling me out. I feel that this is discrimination. I'm having difficulty with the technology that you provided, but you didn't provide any further steps.
We're giving people the cheat code right now.
That is exactly what I'm about.
That's what you're supposed to
apply
do.
Apply with me. That's apply with me, and that's what we're doing.
Don't overachieve.
I'm just here to collect the check.
Don't act like you know what you're doing.
But you got to be happy though. It only works when you're happy. If you no. Because I've seen some people who's
paint tankers as hell, they just steal.
You're like, you stupid and intolerable. How do you have a job here,
Steve? I'd be so dull. Well, I'd be sitting up there like, yep, no problem. This one guy was like, how's your day going? I was like, my day is going great. How's your day going? And he laughed because he was like,
I do have that. I have that clear eyes thing going for me. Yeah, so it's actually an excellent day. Do you see the box at the top right-hand
corner? Exactly. Go straight. We're not about to be talking about each other today. What you call in for? How can I help you? All right, now.
Well, the sun is really hitting here. Is it in Florida? Oh, wow. You should send me a ticket. Well.
It's like a jungle sometimes.
Are you AI? No. I wish.
I can't even sound like a robot, even if I wanted to. And this is Mika, commute.
That's what a robot sound like to you?
Yeah, this is.
We are in 2024. AI is everywhere, and that's your best robot.
Well, we didn't say AI. We said a robot. It's different. It's different.
It's a difference.
It's a big difference.
I feel you.
Now, if you want me to sound like Siri, I can do me a good Siri.
I think Siri and Alexa are both falling off. Like, some of the stuff that ChatGPT can do, I'm like...
Nah, Siri catching up. She really is. She really catching up. I would say something, but I don't want my phone to catch on and then... Yeah. But no, she really catching up. Like, she be... I give her commands. I got shortcuts in my phone. So, coding... You have to code your own shortcuts. So, I got all kinds of shortcuts in my phone. Like, if I get pulled over, I just tell Siri, hey, Siri, I've been pulled over. She dim my light on my phone, open up my camera, start instantly recording, and she sent a text message to my mom and whoever I put in there inside the coding, let them know that I just been pulled over, and she gives them the location of where I'm at, and she records everything.
Oh, that's dope. That's
yeah, dope, you gotta do that, and then I got it set up with, like, if you tell her Luminous or something like that, it's a word from Harry Potter, it turns on my flashlight instantly. I got a whole bunch of cool little shortcuts in there. Like, okay. You just gotta, you gotta have fun with it. Cause I got like a whole bunch of them.
She got a Harry Potter code word.
Yeah. I be having fun. That's my little geek out thing.
Mix and nerd.
All kinds of stuff. I'm trying to tell you.
Cause I'm a nerd for
Dragon Ball Z coming out with a movie. Okay. Listen. Okay. We getting two.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, real quick. Rest in peace, Toriyama.
Yeah.
He did die March 1st. I guess it was something that, you know, he seen coming. It was a very sad thing for me. Like, everybody was like, who is Toriyama? I'm like,
Dragon Ball Z, like
Goku Daddy.
Yeah.
So it was a sad day for me. I wanted to binge watch Dragon Ball Z. I can't do it.
But they're coming out with a movie, so I'm excited to.
Is it live action or cartoon?
Live action.
I ain't with it.
And they I think it's only in I don't know if it's Japan or Tokyo. I don't know where it's at, but they're doing like
Tokyo is in Japan.
You know? Oh, it is. I don't know nothing about that, but they doing they do like this little live show, Dragon Ball Z concert, where it's like, it's super dope. If I can find a video, I'm gonna put it in here, but it's like super dope. I'm gonna have to send it to you.
Hey, I'm about to get on it.
Yeah, no, it was like, I said, if they did that here, I would definitely buy a ticket to that. And then, okay, maybe I'm just getting a little bit too distracted. Let's go ahead and end this show. We'll talk about everything next week. Let's bring up next week the reason why all these artists, that's not even really a great way of saying it, but a lot of these entertainers are having concerts. Like, everyone is having concerts this year. Like, everyone has something, and to me, it's something behind it, but we're gonna get into it, because to me, it's a part of my conspiracy theory, so we'll
all
talk
right,
about it.
All right, so next week, we're diving into the theories of Meek.
That's my gang signs. My things don't work. I got this thing.
Oh, we did that last time, and
it
worked. It didn't like me.
It worked.
I do a thumbs up, and it did nothing for me.
Oh, it worked. All right, y'all. This is Mika
and Rick.
Peace.
Peace.